What's your story? You are Jane?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Wonderful. I remember your name, eh? What's your story about? Same story as his? Come on now, don't look at him.
There's just different stories with father. There's different things that happened with father.
You had come here before?
Mm-hmm.
When did you come here?
I came here, it was father's birthday. It was either 83 or 84.
5 years ago.
A long time ago.
Yeah. And this is your first visit?
This is my first visit. Absolutely.
Who brought whom this time?
Jane brought me for sure.
Really?
And my son is here also.
Why did you bring him here? To tell us the story about Acorns and other things?
I really didn't. I think Father did because everything is, in our marriage has worked in a very opposite way. I'm Tom in the original kitchen world.
That's
actually, while you were preparing food or something like that?
When I first came here, I was getting a divorce. At that time, I was here with my first husband.
So maybe she brought me here to you.
Come on now.
This is the way Bobby gets it. So, I don't know. But Tom and I, the first time we talked about coming to India, we sat down, we had a cup of coffee. We started talking about India, and the game started playing in the restaurant we were in.
Uh-huh.
And we said, oh, that's funny. I guess Papa really wants us to come to India now. But we didn't get to India for 5 years after that. And Tom didn't think he was going to come. And then all of a sudden, I think David Cass put a lot of pressure on Tom. You should be ashamed.
When are you going to India? When
and
are you
I had
going
already
India?
Given up hope of his ever coming here. And then he just turned around one day and said, we have got to go to India.
But what prompted you? Just that?
No, there came a point where I needed to have this experience behind me instead of in front of me. Because for years I've been looking at it from a perspective that I'm going to India, and I just woke up one morning and said, you know, I've got to get this past me. I've got to be able to look at it as having been to India. I just came to that point.
Daddy.
Well, to be honest, everyone I've ever spoken to who's come to India complains bitterly about it, you know, the experience. It's all, I've been told very many, many negative things
really?
About the experience. Oh, yeah.
What, health things?
Everything, from your feet falling off to the plane crashing on the way to Pune. You know?
And the taxi drivers.
And the taxi drivers and the thieves who break into your luggage at the airport.
Yeah.
So have you ever noticed the same people who tell you all these negative things
come back?
Yeah.
They just want to keep the numbers down.
Right, exactly. So it was never really a great concern because Baba is where you are. If he's not there, then where can you go to find him if you can't find him exactly there? I've had so many beneficial things that Baba has done or said or shown me in just little ways that I've never, the burning has been there, but it never really caused me to take action or anything else. And I'm glad that I did it. But I'm still not sick yet, so that's a good sign. But it's true, if for someone who hasn't been here, the Baba people say a lot of terrible things about going to India. So, you know, I said, well, I'll deal with that at the right time. I have to feel good enough to go deal with that. So I guess I do.
Well,